Dave, before the contact begins, please tell us about your station preps. But first of all, let me say that my name is Gaston Patel, and my radio call sign as operator is ON4WF, Oscar November 4, Whiskey Fox. And I'm speaking from Noordwijk, the Netherlands. Now, through the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew of the ISS and Verizon Conferencing, we hope soon to establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 380 kilometers above the Earth over the United States of America. This all is accomplished with ARIS. ARIS is amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS currently is flying, as you can see on the screen, over the Pacific Ocean, and it's near the coast of North America. It's whizzing along at around 28 kilometers an hour. 28,000 kilometers an hour, that's nearly 8 kilometers per second. In 1 second, the ISS travels over a distance of 7.8 kilometers. So, from here to Wassenaar, it's about 10 kilometers. Well, that's about 1 second for the ISS to go there, that way. So the contact will be performed using the Telebridge network, a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of amateur radio volunteers that develop and operate the amateur radio station on the International Space Station. And these volunteers are delegates from national amateur radio societies from the nations that developed the ISS. And among these societies is VERON, the Dutch Amateur Radio Society. VERON means Vereniging voor Experimenteel Radioonderzoek in Nederland. And also delegates from AMSAT, the Worldwide Amateur Radio Satellite Corporation. Now, ARIS closely collaborates with the space agencies, in the present case, more precisely, with ESA and with NASA. The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS is NN1SS, located at Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, United States of America, at about 40 kilometers from Washington, D.C. And NN1SS will be operated by Dave. Dave. His call sign is W8 Alpha Alpha Sierra. Thank you for helping us out, Dave.
I'm very glad to, Gaston. Hello to everyone in Noordwijk.
Thank you, Dave. Now, the contact today is possible because of a worldwide communication network provided courtesy of Verizon Conferencing. Now we are at about 5 minutes until contact time. Our school for today are the Delta Research Schools. Now let us check in with the students. And the organizer of the event, Marieke, will introduce the schools to you.
Hi, I'll just tell you something about the Delta Researcher Schools. The Delta Researcher Schools is a program that was set up by the Dutch Ministry of Education, the ESA and NASA, and the point of the project is for primary schools to use space as a way to give lessons in science and technology. And we're here in Space Expo today with 14 primary schools from all over Holland. And all the schools have sent in questions, and one student from each school is going to ask the questions.
Thank you, Marieke. So, we have here about 20 students coming from different schools all over the Netherlands. And they have prepared questions. These questions are already on board. And the astronaut that will answer the questions today is Michael Lopez Alegria. No? Dave, before the contact begins, please tell us about your station, where you are, and how you will handle the conversation.
Okay, Gaston. As you said, we are at the Goddard Space Flight Center near Washington. Our radio station is in a three-story building on the base. We have an antenna on the roof, which we can move through the sky and point to any position to track the station as it goes overhead. And that is connected to our radio here, which also connects into the telephone system. So that anything we hear on the radio will also go over the telephone to you. And anything that the students say on your end will go into the radio. It gets up to the station because I'm switching the radio between receive and transmit, and I will do that whenever I hear someone say over. So that is the keyword that I listen for. When we're getting close to acquisition of signal, I will begin calling the space station. You'll hear a loud hissing noise at first as I open up the radio to pick up the most sensitive signal, but once they start talking, they will overwhelm that, and it'll get a lot quieter. Back to you.
Oh, thank you, Dave. So I think it's very clear and understandable for everybody. The students are lining up here in the queue, and they have been trained, so they are ready. But it's still a couple of minutes to go, Dave, isn't it?
Yes, we got about a minute 45.
Okay. Well, when you will start calling, you just tell me.
Okay.
We have here media, we have television, we have radio people. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... five television cameras and many photo cameras also. So that's a big event here in the Netherlands today. And I've seen that television has been already interviewing a few students for getting their impressions, isn't it? Okay.
Okay, I think we're about ready to go, Gaston. We have just over a minute.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, we'll probably have to call a few times here until they come up with a horizon. And when their signal gets strong, I will let the astronaut say something to start with, and then the first student can ask a question. Here we go. NA1SS, NA1SS. This is NN1SS calling. NA1SS, NA1SS, from NN1SS, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is NN1SS calling, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, from NN1SS, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is NN1SS calling, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, from NN1SS, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, from NN1SS, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, from NN1SS, over. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is NN1SS, Goddard calling, over. NA1SS, NA1SX from NN1SS, over.
NN1SS, this is NA1SS, how do you hear me, over?
NA1SS, this is NN1SS, I hear you loud and clear, Michael, over.
I have you the same.
Okay, very good. You go ahead and say hello to the students, and then they'll ask their first question, over.
Hello, all of you. We're up here in the International Space Station, about 200 miles above the Earth, just over the South Atlantic Ocean. Greetings.
Ready for the first question?
My name is Fatima. Do you ever have disagreements on the ESS? Over.
Well, you know, we've been very lucky. We haven't had any disagreements yet. And so the answer to your question is no, but that's a good question. Thanks for asking.
My name is Keith. How do you become an astronaut? Over.
Well, there are lots of different ways. First of all, it depends on the country that you're from. In the United States, you can either be a scientist or an engineer or a military officer. And I'm in the U.S. Navy. I'm a pilot, and that's how I became an astronaut. Over.
My name is Nina. When you disembark from a boat, it often feels like the Earth is moving under your feet. What is the feeling upon returning from space? Over.
Well, I can only answer what it's like after just a short time in space, but I can tell you that it's not very different. You do have the sense that you're a little bit dizzy and your legs are a little bit wobbly, so it takes a few days until you get your legs back. Over.
My name is Moss. What are you? Do you eat in space? Is the food good? Over.
Well, it's an interesting question. We're right in the middle of dinner, and right now we're having some pâté, some olives, some special bread, and a lot of different foods. So we have a pretty good variety of food up here, and yes, it's pretty tasty.
My name is Peter Bals. Can you breathe on the ESS? Where does the oxygen come from? Over.
That's a great question, Peter Bals. You know, we have a machine that generates oxygen from water, basically, and so, of course, we can breathe. And we use water to make this oxygen, and we have plenty for all of us. We have the same sort of atmosphere as you do on Earth. Over.
My name is Nick. Sometimes there are magnetic storms in space as a result of coronal mass ejections on the sun. Can a spacesuit withstand such a storm, or must the astronaut go inside? Over.
Nick, that's a very intelligent question. I guess it would depend on just how bad the coronal mass ejection is, but our spacesuits are built to take quite a bit of radiation, so in most cases we do not have to go back inside.
My name is Janima. Why did you become an astronaut? Over.
Janima, you know, I wanted to try to do something where I could take maybe not talent in one specific area, but maybe a little bit of talent in a lot of different areas and do something good. And to me, it seemed very appealing to try to become an astronaut, to try to work on a team for a very noble project. Over.
My name is Julia. Can you smell in space? Over.
Well, if you mean outside the space station, we probably cannot smell because there's nothing to carry the odor. But inside the space station, the smells are just like they are on Earth. Over.
My name is Eva. Do you miss your family? Over.
Yes, Eva. I have a 7-year-old son and I miss him very much.
My name is Tim. What was the most remarkable thing you have ever seen in space? Over.
And when we docked to the space station, the crew that was here before us, a few days later, they undocked and re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. And we were able to watch them undock and then enter the atmosphere when all the pieces of the Soyuz, the craft that they were in, split into three pieces. They were in one, and the other two pieces burned up as they re-entered the atmosphere. That was very spectacular to watch. Over.
My name is Tom. There is a lot of debris floating around the space. Why hasn't the ISS been hit yet? Is it an a special orbit around the Earth? Over.
Tom, that's a very good question. We actually take a lot of trouble to not hit anything. We actually have somebody, a whole team of folks on the ground whose job it is to track those floating objects and make sure that our orbit does not coincide with them. So we don't have anything special about our orbit. If we do think we're going to have a problem confronting one of those objects, we can actually change our flight path a little bit to avoid it. Over.
My name is Kiki. Can you send text messages from space, and can you internet in space? Over.
Kiki, unfortunately, no text messaging and no internet. However, we can send email back and forth, and we actually have a telephone. Over.
My name is Eva. What does it feel like to be in space? Over.
Eva, if you can imagine what it feels like to be underwater in a swimming pool and floating, but you don't have to come to the surface to get air, that's what it's like. Floating is a wonderful feeling. It's kind of halfway between a fish and a bird. Over.
My name is Lucy. Do you have to chew something during takeoff? Over.
Well, I think you mean because your ears pop, but the pressure inside the capsule or the space shuttle is always constant. It's the same as it is in the surface of the Earth. So, no, we don't have to chew anything. Over.
My name is Brian. How does the ESS stay on course? Do you have to steer? And if so, how do you do this while you sleep? Over.
Brian, luckily we do not have to steer. We have sort of an autopilot that takes care of all that. It's a pretty complicated system. We have some small jet rocket engines that can provide orientation, or we have very big control wheels that actually control the orientation via momentum. So it's a bit complicated, but luckily we don't have to do it with our hands. Over.
My name is Fatima. Would fish in an aquarium in space know that they are waiters? Over.
That's a great question, Viva. You know, maybe we should make an experiment like that. I don't know the answer to that.
My name is Nina. What was your first thought when you traveled into space? Over.
Well, if you've ever been on a carnival ride or a roller coaster, it's a bit like that. It's very, very exciting. You can really tell that you're going fast, and all you can think about is this is a lot of fun. Over.
My name is Nick. What happens when you make music in space? Over.
Well, again, if you mean inside the space station, it's just like it is on Earth. We have normal air, and so the music travels via airwaves just like it does on the ground. However, outside, if you had an instrument, if you were outside, of course you wouldn't be able to hear it because there's nothing to let the waves propagate. Over. Any other questions?
Well, we send you a very big applause. Thank you, Miguel. Over.
Nice day. Bye-bye.
Up to you, Dave.
NYSS from NYSS. Thank you very much, Michael.
It was our pleasure. Thanks for making a press celebration for us.
Goodbye, Dave, from Northwick, and for the only of Gaston. Bye-bye. 73.
Okay, thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station operated by Dave, WHAAS, contacted Michael Lopez Alegria, Kilo Echo 5, Golf Tango Kilo, aboard the International Space Station. Talking with students in the Space Expo Noordwijk, the Netherlands. Verizon Conferencing donated the telecom facilities so that we could share this occasion. Now for the International Volunteer Team of ARIS, including the radio amateur societies around the world, NASA and ESA. This is Gaston Bertels, amateur radio operator ON4WF, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms. 73, best wishes. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the people in the Netherlands there.